Okay, so maybe you weren't watching American Idol. Maybe you decided to watch a certain debate. While the Republicans were sweating out the results of the Michigan primary yesterday, the Democratic presidential candidates were in Nevada, and the debate was seen on MSNBC. But aside from the big questions about health care policy, economic reform packages, and the war in Iraq, another question dogged the debate. Would Dennis Kucinich be there?
It all started last week when Kucinich was invited to the debate and then uninvited the next day. MSNBC's original plan was to have the top four Democrats duke it out in Las Vegas, but then came the New Hampshire primary. The fourth place finisher, Bill Richardson, dropped out of the race, making Kucinich, who got less than 2% of the vote in New Hampshire, the new number four.
At that point, citing the dwindling numbers of candidates, MSNBC changed its qualifying requirements. Would-be debaters had to have finished in the top three in Iowa or New Hampshire, and Kucinich was uninvited.
Kucinich took his case to court, and on Monday, a Nevada judge determined that Kucinich's initial invite constituted a contract and said to MSNBC, no Kucinich, no debate. So Kucinich was off to Las Vegas. Fox 8 News in Cleveland caught up with him, rather, at the airport.
I'm looking forward to going there. Elizabeth and I have to get going right now and get on that plane. But, I can just say thank God for that judge, and hopefully his ruling will be sustained. We'll have to follow it through the day, and we'll keep you posted.
But wait. Yesterday morning, NBCUniversal went to the Nevada Supreme Court and claimed the district court did not have jurisdiction over the case and that the ruling had violated its rights as a news network. With less than an hour before the debate was to begin, the court ruled. And?
Tonight, for the first time, it's down to three.
What about Kucinich?
So did the debate suffer without him? Let's bring in David Greenberg, a professor of media studies at Rutgers University in New Jersey, who focuses on presidential debates. Hey, David.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing okay. Just want to get your thoughts. At this point, based on the primaries, no one really thinks that Dennis Kucinich is going to have some sort of meteoric rise to the top of the polls and be able to get the nomination anytime soon. So can you explain to us why this was an issue? What's an argument for the presence of a candidate like Dennis Kucinich at debates at this point in the game?
Well, sure. I mean, Dennis Kucinich has a good case on his behalf. He's a U.S. congressman. He's run before for the presidency. People know who he is. He's not a kind of total fringe candidate who nobody's heard of and who would just clearly be there for ego reasons or to make mischief. And he represents a set of views that are shared by a number of people in the Democratic Party that maybe aren't shared. I wouldn't call Obama, Clinton, or Edwards centrist, but he's certainly to the left of the three of them and represents views within the party that arguably deserve an airing.
Is there something to be said, though, that having him in, including him, changes the focus? If we all acknowledge, or if the media, rather, who sets these things up, acknowledges that there are three contenders, does having him in derail the conversation and shift the focus?
Well, this is, I think, the stronger case against him. There's a case to be made. It's NBC's debate. They can decide. That's sort of an argument about property rights. You know, we're paying for this microphone, as Ronald Reagan once said in a debate. But the stronger argument against Kucinich is the fact that we've had months of debates where lots of, candidates, lower in the polls have been included. They've had a chance to make their case. And we're now at a stage with a couple major primaries behind us where the audiences are, for the most part, looking for something different. And it is fair to say that you would have a different character of a debate if Kucinich was given equal weight to the top three contenders.
Okay, well, we'll see where Congressman Kucinich takes us next.
David, what did you think should have happened, just quickly?
Well, I guess if it were my call, I would have let him in. I don't think it would have really caused much harm, and I think he would have still been able to have a healthy debate among the other three. But then again, I'm not crying too many tears for Kucinich this morning.
David Greenberg is a professor of media at Rutgers. Thanks, David.
Sure, my pleasure.